This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. And we're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I've been doing the three-man show all week. What happened with the call to Jason? No answer? Valdez?
He called during the last segment.
Okay, so we'll get
just
him on
towards
later.
The end. We'll get him on tour after Tark,
so he can eat a little crow. But joining us right now on the Maps Warehouse Hotline is Tark El-Bashir. He covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. And Tark, I want to ask you this. I don't know if this was your decision or the station's decision. You used to be a Redskins guy, and you used to cover the Redskins. Then you moved over to the Caps.
No, he was a Caps guy before that.
Okay, good decision to go back to the Caps, Tark.
Yeah, it was a great decision, but you're exactly right. I did cover the Caps for the Washington Post from 2004 to 2011. So I kind of went back. I left the Caps frustrated and dejected. I was like, this team is never going to get over the hump.
Right.
Let me go cover the Redskins.
Right.
You know, the Redskins had this shiny new toy.
Right.
They had RG3. I was like, I'm going to ride this guy's coattails to a Super Bowl championship.
You had optimism.
And then he blew his knee out, and I was like, let me go back to the Caps.
Right. Well, smart decision. I don't know. How did you see this playing out? It played out even better than I think most Caps fans could have imagined, at least in terms of the score. I know as I was watching that game unfold, they get the great early goal from Ovechkin, which really sets the tone. But I think if you're watching that game, you see they had the better of the play there for quite a while. And you know what? To the Caps' credit, they finally got some puck luck that went their way.
You know, the puck luck is exactly what we were talking about in the press box last night. I was sitting there with Alan May and Rob Carlin and Joe Beninati, and we're sitting there and we're watching this game unfold, and our mouths were agape. I mean, every once in a while we were like, what is going on here? And just if you follow this team for long enough, and before I covered the Caps for the Washington Post and now for NBC Sports Washington, I was a fan of the Caps. I watched them growing up. I grew up playing hockey in Montgomery County. It just seemed like every year around this time of year, if they made it to, you know, the second round or whatever, there were pucks that when they hit the crossbar, they went in. Pucks went off of skate and went into the Caps goal. There was always bad luck. There were things that seemed to be conspiring against the home team against the Capitals to keep them from advancing and finally hoisting a Stanley Cup. There was a better team. You know, there was a Sidney Crosby of Evgeny Malkin, or there was, you know, the Detroit Red Wings dynasty starting. There was always some hurdle, either bad luck or just the misfortune of having a generational team kind of blocking your way. And last night, the bounces for maybe the third or fourth time in this playoff, I'm talking first round to now, they were going the Capitals' way. Pucks were hitting the post and going out. You know, Braden Holtby lost track of a puck that went through his legs for a second, and it squirted out the other side. The Lightning had a great scoring chance. The puck is loose in the crease 2 feet from the net. Somehow Brooks Orpik gets enough of his stick on the opposing player, and the puck doesn't go in. There were just all these things that were happening as that game was unfolding, and we're looking at each other, we're like, they're going to win this game. And you don't want to look too far ahead, but they're starting to kind of have the feel of a team, and this is kind of a silly term and a bit of a cliche, but a team of destiny, a team where just things start to happen that go in their favor that you can't really explain. And once that happens game after game after game, you start going, okay, maybe it really is their year. And I think based on how this series went, I mean, it, as you were saying, I mean, 7-0 over the last two games. This was one of the most potent offenses in the league throughout the year. One of the most talented lineups throughout the year. One of the best power plays all season long. One of the best goaltenders all season long. All belong to Tampa Bay. And the Caps dominated them. I mean, you know, there were some stretches last night where I think the Lightning had a very strong push, maybe right after Ovechkin's goal to start the game. Mm-hmm. Second period, they had their way the first 10 minutes. But for the most part, this series was about the Capitals.
Tark, let's talk about Ovi's play, not just last night, but throughout these playoffs. 12 goals now, 10 assists, 22 points in the playoffs thus far. That's second to Kuzi. So they've got the top two scorers in the playoffs. But Ovi, not only on the, you know, with the points, also with the hits throughout it. Just talk about kind of his play throughout this playoff run.
He's a desperate man right now. And when guys get desperate, watch out, because you don't know what they're going to do. And you could see it from, it started this summer. I've told this story before, but you know, when I'm sitting there here in D.C. and I'm looking at social media and I saw him running through a forest in Russia with his trainer, like I started thinking to myself, this guy's serious now. I mean, this was after last year's disappointment. He took a few months to kind of decompress. But then when those videos started popping up on his social media, and he's with, you know, his conditioning trainer, Pavel, over in Russia, running through the forest with stuff on his back. And I was like, all right, this guy's taking it seriously. You could tell that there was a change in his mentality. He realized he had to adapt his game. He had to get a little leaner, a little quicker. And that was the start of when I first started to realize that maybe this might be a different year for him. And you could see right away, once he came back and got on the ice, that he was a different player, that he was a little more determined, a little more focused. His teammates, this isn't just me, this is his teammates. These are his coaches who are also saying this. But, you know, right off the bat, what did he have, 7 goals in the first two games? You know, back-to-back hat tricks? It was like, all right, well, yeah, he's a man on a mission right now, and he carried that right through. I mean, he led the league in goals. What more do you want, you know, in terms of offensive production? But it was the other parts of his game that were always missing, and we started seeing that this year. He was back-checking. He was being more judicious with his hits. Yes, he was still a physical force, but you could tell that he had dialed it back a tiny bit just so he could make sure he had it when he got to this part of the season. Play without the puck. He was in better position. I mean, is he ever going to be confused with a Selke trophy winner? Is he ever going to be Patrice Bergeron? No, and they don't want him to be. But he was still in the right spot a lot more than he used to be. Instead of being, you know, for a layman or for folks who never played the game, I mean, you could always tell in his younger years, as soon as the puck was near one of his defensemen in the defensive zone, he was already heading the other direction because he wanted that long stretch pass to go score that goal. If the puck wasn't secured, it was a turnover, and now it's a fire drill in the capital zone, and the puck went in the back of the net a lot of times. Now he's playing defense. He's back. He's back helping out. He's not looking to go up the ice so he can get a breakaway and score a goal. He's back playing defense. Mm-hmm. And once we started seeing that kind of commitment to all the little things, and throughout these playoffs, I mean, he has thrown himself in front of pucks, and I say this all the time. There is a massive difference between being struck by a puck and putting your foot in front of a shot. And when he did that in game two to Victor Hedman, a 6'5" defenseman for the Lightning, who has one of the hardest shots in the league, Ovi, soccer style, stuck his leg out in front of a slap shot from the point from Victor Hedman and knocked it down. That doesn't feel very good. That wasn't being hit by a shot. That was actively going, if I do all of these little things, if I play good defense, if I chip in offensively like I should, if I block shots and play good defense, when you add up all these things, it's going to lead to a better result. And he did that. He had that block shot right in front of the Capitals bench. If you're Jake Varana or Andrei Burakovsky and you're looking out and you're going, there's our Richard Trophy winner, captain of our team, blocking shots. I mean, what kind of effect does it have on the rest of the bench? It happened right in front of the Capitals bench. That had to have had a huge effect on the amount of commitment and sacrifice his team was willing to make to win this series. I mean, last night, I mean, TJ Oshie throwing himself in front of pucks. Devontae Smith-Pelly blocked a shot with his neck. I mean, it just goes to show you how much this group wanted to get there, but Ovi was leading the charge as usual. And, it's kind of a shame it took him 13 years to get to this point because, you know, now he's clearly in the backside of his career a little bit. You know, he's going to be 33 at the start of next year, but, you know, he's finally here and they've got to make the most of it because who knows when it's going to happen again. And if anyone knows that, it's this group.
We're joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Caps for NBC Sports Washington. You also have to feel really good for Holtby. He hasn't allowed a goal since 33 seconds into the second period of Game 5. Back-to-back shutouts against the Lightning to help propel the Caps to the Stanley Cup. The way he's responded to not starting the first two games against Columbus, his numbers have been great. And you know what? That's what the Caps have needed. They need that backstop to get them this far, and Holtby's been that guy.
I mean, how many years, three decades, I've been watching Capitals hockey, and I just feel like the other team always had the hot goaltender in the playoffs facing the Caps. And now they finally have the hot goaltender. And I got to tell you, goalies are notorious for being head cases. For, you know, they're like closers in baseball. As soon as things start going poorly, man, things can get off the track real quick. Things can go south real quick. And I think we saw a little bit of that towards the end of the year with Holtby, and he needed that reset and kind of that time off and let Philip Grubauer carry the load there and allow him to kind of get back to his game and get everything straight in his head. But the mental fortitude that Holtby showed, I mean, it'd be pretty easy for a player who won the Vezina Trophy 2 years ago, the finalist last year, now he's getting benched to start the playoffs to just mentally check out. Go, I'm done with these guys. I'm done with this coach. I'm done with this decision. He did the opposite. He doubled down and, you know, made sure that he stayed after practice and made sure that he was sharp in case he was needed again. And the Capitals season was on the line there when they were down 0-2 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. That might have been the end of a lot of things here in Washington.
Well, we thought it was.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wasn't quite sure. And when they were down 0-2, I mean, that could have started a domino effect of major changes here in D.C. And they throw Braden Holtby back in between the pipes, and he picked up like where he left off in 2016. And ever since, he's been rock solid. I mean, there have been, you know, some ups and downs, but for the most part, he's been one of the best goaltenders in this postseason. And of course, now he's going to go head to head with the best goaltender in these playoffs, in Marc-Andre Fleury. Now, what a matchup that's going to be! Holtby outdueled Andre Vasilevsky, who is an outstanding young goaltender, but now he's got the sage old former number one, who's kind of reinvigorated himself there in Vegas. That's going to be a great matchup to watch.
Tarik, where does it? We asked John Feinstein this, and, you know, the big question going into this for a lot of us was, where does this leave Barry Trotz? The fact that he's got no contract, a lot of talk that maybe there's some sort of rift between he and the GM, that, you know, the rumors that he wants to be reunited with this guy, in Memphis or whatever, but maybe in Minnesota, whatever it is. Where does this leave him now? Because, I mean, clearly they've buried the same old Caps. They've gotten further than they have in 20-some years. A milestone for him, a milestone for Ovi. The Caps are riding high. Where does this put him contractually with this team?
Well, as far as we know, there hasn't been a change in his status. He's still a free agent. And I'll tell you this, he's having one heck of a contract here. Right. I mean, if you're a free agent right now as a player and you're doing what Barry Trotz is doing, You're adding an extra
he's
zero.
He's making money. That's what he's doing. He's making money.
He's making straight cash, homie. I mean, wherever he wants to go, he's going to be able to, write his figure down and push it across the table and go, that's what I want. Whether that's with the Capitals or whether it's with another organization. You know, there's some other teams out there that want to make changes. And The question, it's a great question, and the reason it's hard for me to answer is because unless you are really, really, really behind the scenes, you know what you hear, I hear the whispers, but unless you really know how he feels about the way that he was not extended last summer, because, you know, it's very rare in pro sports for a head coach to go into a lame duck year. That just does not happen.
Agreed.
And depending on how bitter he is about that, I think that might determine his future. Because remember, last year when the team decided not to extend him, they had all the cards. Well, now the Caps are in the Stanley Cup final, and Barry Trotz has all the cards now. The ball's in his court. He now is the one who can kind of dictate where this goes. Now, if you're GM Brian McClellan, you can always go, hey, I had to push you. I had to get more out of you, and that's what I did. That's why I didn't extend you, because I wanted to get you to bring your coaching game, and which he has done. Barry Trotz has been outstanding in these playoffs. He has pushed all of the right buttons. You know, the goaltending decision, that was based on the information he had at the time. That was the right decision to go with Philip Grubauer. But then he also recognized when it was time to go back to Braden Holtby. So this has been a masterful coaching performance on his part. And, you know, if McClellan could make the argument that, hey, I had to do this to you to get this out of you, maybe they can, you know, maybe they can get on the same page again and get this done. But I can tell you this also, guys, this is not something they're talking about. We're talking about this. They're just so focused. I mean, when you get to this moment, Barry Trotz has coached, 17 years in this league, and or longer, 19 years, right? 15 with Nashville and 4 with Washington. He's never been here before. He's made millions of dollars. He's good. You know, his bank account's good. His pockets are straight. He's you know, I mean, he's 55. He probably wants to continue coaching, but he's not worried about his bank account. He's worried about winning a Stanley Cup finally for DC, for Alex Ovechkin, for himself, just so your career is not complete if you have won as many regular season games as he has, and I believe he's 5th all time, if you do not hoist that cup above your head. I mean, it's all going to get resolved this summer one way or another, but I can guarantee you there's nobody who's really focused on that right now.
All right, Tarik, always love talking to you. We'll be talking to you next week, I'm sure. It's Tarik El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington.
Thank you, buddy.
Coverage on NBC Sports Washington has been great.
It's been awesome.
Pre-game,
yep.
Post-game, they do Facebook Lives. You know, Grant does Caps Overtime and Caps Face-Off, I believe, before the game.
And I'm sure they'll be all over it on
the trip
to Vegas.
They're going to have all kinds of shows going on NBC Sports Washington.
Yep.
They're loving it because in the summer, the schedule's a little bit light.
Right. This you know what? This is good filler.
Yeah,
this
of,
is the
yeah,
best filler.
A lot of Junkies Rewind.
Right.
Yes. A lot of Junkies Rewind.
All right. Coming up next, we got a hold of Bish.
Oh, we did?
Bish Buck swore that the Caps were done, said that we all knew what was going to happen. Why were we even talking about the Stanley Cup Finals? Why were we talking about Victory Buns and Porky Piggin?
Yeah.
Well, EB's Porky Piggin,
yes,
and the Caps are in the Stanley Cup Final. We'll talk to our colleague Bish next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You five know, and I know, that the Caps are going to break our hearts tonight. And I can't believe you're wasting your time talking about victory buns and poisons and all that nonsense.
Are you being serious? Why are you so negative?
Hey,
they are going to lose. They are going to lose because that's what they do.
Hey, you've been home.
How about this? I feel so confident they're going to lose, I'm not going to watch the game.
Perfect soundtrack, by the way. You're playing. Is it Lightning Crashes or Crashing by Live? Perfect. Kudos to you, Valdez.
Those are the words of Bish Bucks,
yes.
Jason Bishop, who is joining us right now. I think he's very happy to be wrong, even though he lost $500, I believe.
You have to admit you lied.
Jake.
You definitely watched the game.
What?
Come on, it's not called lightning crashing. What are you,
noob? I said it's either Lightning Crashes or Lightning Crashing.
It's Lightning Crashes.
I mean, are you a millennial all of a sudden? You know nothing about music?
Hey, you're retraining the guns off of yourself, my friend. I see what you're doing here.
Hey, I hear everyone hates me in D.C. this morning.
Well, admit that you watched it, first and foremost.
I watched the second period and the third period at my favorite bar, one of my favorite bars, Passion Fin.
Hold on, so you missed the Ovi snipe 62 seconds
Where were you during the first period? You were at some softball thing or something?
My daughter had practice, so we were on the softball field. But I was checking my phone like every 5 minutes.
Right.
But I got to the restaurant in time to watch second and third period. You know what I was thinking last night?
What was the atmosphere? Hold up. What was the atmosphere in a restaurant like that where the game is on?
I mean, there was only a few people in there. It was probably five or six people watching. It was just me and my buddy. We were the biggest Caps fans in the place. But I was thinking Tom Wilson's one of the most I don't know if he's underrated. He's one of the most valuable players in the NHL because of what he brings that doesn't show up in the box score. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that he hits so hard. I mean, he creates opportunities. And what he did after the penalty, those guys, those other 20 guys on the bench were saying, we're not losing this effing game. That was unbelievable. And, yes, I was wrong. And, yes, I owe my bookie $989. And you know what? I'm glad to pay him because that was awesome to watch last night.
I would not be glad to pay him.
$989? What is the $989? I thought it was just $500.
Wait, let it ride, probably.
I was down $489, and then you had the $500.
You tried to win it all back.
But you know what? I don't care. I'm glad to pay him. It was worth it to me.
Hey, yeah. You're going to make up for it with the ratings bonus at the end of this quarter.
Let's hope. Hey, Cakes. Yes. If I come in tomorrow, I'm on vacation, but I was actually thinking about coming in today.
You're so bored.
But I stayed up to watch the press conferences. I was up till midnight, so I just said, screw it. But if I come in tomorrow, are you going to drink Jack and Coke with me?
I don't do Jack and Coke, but I've been drinking champagne this morning.
You should have come in today for that. We're drinking champagne.
Well, we could do it tomorrow.
If you come in tomorrow, I'm taking off.
I'll drink some Deep Eddy.
All right. I was hoping we could celebrate tomorrow.
We can. If you bring in some booze, I'll celebrate with you. Will you come in? Will you take your pants off?
I won't do that, but I got a brand spanking new bottle of Jack for you if you want.
EB is porky pigging as we speak.
Although I did put my pants on to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice job. I didn't think you were going to pull that one off.
He has his nubby Bjorn Borg underwear on the microphone stand right now.
By the way, I know I was wrong, and I'm happy to be wrong. Was I the only person in D.C. who didn't think that they could win Game 6 and 7?
No, you were probably a lot of people. In the majority.
I was right, exactly. So I might get
you
killed.
You just voiced it, that's all.
Yeah, but the thing is that, and I know you, it's just how you live your life, especially with your sports teams, you're just always negative.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, especially with the Caps.
So can you enjoy it, though? Like, can you enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Being so...
yeah, absolutely. Right. You should have seen me last night. I was going. I came home. I watched the second period at the restaurant, came home. And watched the third period in my room. My wife was sleeping. She had no idea what was going on. I'm just going nuts. I'm fist pumping, going nuts, dogs barking. I mean, it was just an awesome thing to watch. I felt so good for Ovi.
Hey, have you already placed a hedgy poo bet on the Golden Knights? Be honest.
I haven't yet, but I will.
I know you will.
But you know what I was thinking? I don't know if you guys touched on this yet, but I feel better about this now than I did the last two series because – if Vegas were to win in their first year, I mean, what they're doing is unbelievable. I just think if they were to win the Stanley Cup, it would be one of the greatest feats, not just in sports history, but just in world history. I mean, I think that would be a greater feat than landing on the moon.
You know what? I wouldn't, because that would mean the Caps lost the Stanley Cup. And I would look at that not as an accomplishment, but as a gigantic failure.
I just feel like, I mean, Vegas is, I mean, I'm not going to say they're, I know nothing about Vegas. Right?
I know
I mean,
less
they're
than
obviously
you.
Very
I know
good.
Flurry.
They're,
and I know our guy good. They have, our old guy, who's the guy that,
Nate Schmidt.
Yeah.
And they have an experienced goalie, but man, they are just, I mean, can they keep winning?
They're so free rolling.
They're
12-3 in the playoffs, and their goalie's allowing less than 2 goals per game, so they've been playing very well.
Can that continue, though?
I guess it could. Of course. Look, I said it, and I think a lot of people felt it, too, that when they got over the hump of beating Pittsburgh, now it was a huge psychological hurdle that they had to get over, and now they could play up to their true potential.
I think you're right. I feel really good about this series. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Fleury could stonewall them, and they could lose, but, man, God, I just feel like they are playing at such a different level now. The way Holtby played the last –
He's playing like the greatest goalie in history, Cakes.
You know what? He has to continue it. Well, stay on the heater.
I will say this. The thing that irritated me was all the rebounds he was giving up, and now people are convincing me that that was part of the strategy,
right,
to let the other guys clean it up.
Right, it's all part of the plan.
Maybe it was.
I mean, that breakaway that he stopped was unbelievable.
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And then that little whiff that the Tampa missed on, and then Berkey scored, I don't know, a few minutes later. We just got the breaks, man.
We were on the right side of the puck luck for once.
Jason, I said it a while ago. I'm not afraid to say it. We could be becoming the new WEEI of radio. This is the beginning of something big.
Now that you're grasping.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. let's take baby steps here. But I was wrong, Caps fans, but I'm glad to say it. I'm so happy for the guys. I didn't cry last night, Cakes. I was pretty close.
Oh, did you almost have a creeper?
What?
Yeah, just watching Ovi. Just watching
really?
Ovi's expressions and emotions.
I think if the Caps win it, I might have a few creepers. I'm not going to be able to control it.
By the way, why didn't they call a penalty when Orpik almost got decapitated on the boards?
I don't know. I don't understand the rules.
I wish I knew.
That looked pretty obvious to me, but I don't understand the freaking rules.
No, the rules are if you can see a guy's number and you check him into the boards, that's called boarding.
That was ridiculous. He could have killed him.
I just don't understand why they didn't call it.
I don't know.
I know. I didn't either. They came back and they started playing on 5-on-5.
But I mean, guys get checked into the boards 100 times a game.
Yeah, but because he's directly facing the boards.
If it's at an angle, it's fine.
If it's at an angle, if they're sideways to the boards, it's legal. If the player is directly facing the boards, you can't check him into it. It's a safety issue.
Yeah.
Doesn't it also depend on how far away from the boards he is? I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, and he was far away enough from the boards that he
right. If you're right up against the board, that's fine. You can kind of crush him. But if you have that space where you could, break his neck, that's where it's dangerous.
Hey, are you a proponent of us going to Vegas next week for games 1 and 2?
So games 1 and 2 in Vegas, that would be Monday.
Monday and Wednesday.
Why, is that a possibility?
I don't know.
I don't see why, honestly, and I've never suggested this before, but let's just get caught up in the emotion of it here for a second.
How about we go for game 2?
All right, whatever. But
because Monday's an off day.
What? Are we actually off on Monday?
We are.
It's Memorial Day.
I don't even think I live day to day. I don't even know. What if we – I'd pay my own way to go. I really would.
But game 5? There's going to be a game 5.
Hotels in Vegas are butt cheap. You buy your plane ticket, and then we broadcast in a Bellagio or something. That'd be free. What's the big deal?
Game 5. Hotels are about cheap. They'd be free. Talk about cheap. They'd be freebies. Who's called Jeff Freeman up?
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
Right.
We're not paying for
ourselves.
That's
our sugar daddy for our Vegas trip. What are we even talking about?
We got to make up. No, game 5. Because, honestly, game 2, if we were there, I'd have a major dilemma. My daughter is graduating from high school next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work for 1 or 2, but I'm all in for game 5, 100%.
Yeah, come on. There's not going
to
be a sweep.
Got to get to a game 5.
It's not going to be a sweep. No chance.
There's not going to be a sweep.
I'd be sized for a sweep.
Cakes, you didn't have a little creeper last night?
No. I mean, I was very happy. Trust me, I was happy. I was
fist-pumping. You know what?
I was talking to my daughter and my wife. It was a great scene, but wasn't crying.
Man, I felt good for Trotsky, too.
I did, too. He's such a good guy.
I don't know what they're going to do about his contract, but I don't know how you don't bring him back. Guy's going to. You know,
I think it's on him. Hey, At this point, I think it's on him. Does he want to be back?
Jason, I mentioned this before. There's a Twitter account called Freezing Cold Takes. And in the Freezing Cold Take, they threw our cold take from after game two in the Columbus series. I believe you said, let's be honest, Barry Trotz is a nice guy, but we'll never talk to him again.
I'm going to watch it during the break and slap my knee 100 times.
Well, you know what? We still might not.
Right. And I think Eric said something to the effect of, well, the great thing about being down 2-0 is we don't have to worry about a second round.
Yeah, right. And here we are. Well, it's almost June, and the Caps are still playing.
At least we don't overreact after a loss.
Right, that's true.
Well,
we took
an unprecedented comeback. I mean, it just rarely happens.
Hopi was unbelievable last night. God, it was fun to watch. I did not expect a game like that. I expected that thing to be close.
Yeah.
You know, I expected them to lose by a goal, maybe in overtime, but I didn't expect a boat race.
I was hoping for a boat race. I was like, it's never going to happen. We boat raced Tampa
boat
last
raced
night.
Them.
Full-on boat race.
3 games out of the 4 wins.
Hey, Bishbucks, you're all about money. Hypothetically, how much would you need to have 30 seconds, and Tom Wilson right in front of you pummeling you.
Oh, are you kidding? It would be 3 seconds. It wouldn't be 30.
What do you mean? He would kill me. I would be dead.
Yeah.
But don't you guys, I mean, can you imagine how much he's liked in that locker room?
No. Yes.
I mean, he sticks up for every guy, and he's not just a goon, Cakes. The guy can play,
no,
too.
I know. No, he created, I mean, the first goal.
He created the first goal. He trucked that guy, and then he's just so good at everything he does. Was he an all-star this past year?
No.
He should be.
It's funny. Everybody just talked about in the first few years about all this skill, and you just never really saw it consistently develop. This was kind of like his coming out year.
Sounds like Jason has a full-on bromance brewing with Tom Wilson.
Well, who doesn't?
Well,
he is dreamy.
I know all those 25-year-old girls that were partying in Arlington last night, dude.
Are you kidding? Of course.
Can you imagine?
He's got the pick of the litter.
There literally isn't a single chick under 30 he couldn't tag.
Jason, I've said this many times on the show today. So my brother has a client whose son played with Tom Wilson for 6 years. He sent me a text last night, and he said that his client said that Tom Wilson has been mean since the age of 6.
You know what? Good. I'm glad he's mean.
I'm good with that.
Glad he wears a cap sweater.
As long as he's not wearing another sweater, Cake. As long as he's wearing a cap sweater,
That's right, my friend.
I love that guy.
When was the last time he's been on the wrong side of one of these? These things are, you're on skates, right? It's wild. There's a little bit of, it's a great equalizer. When was the last time he was on the wrong side of
one? I'd have to go to hockeyfights.com to see what his record
is. Seems like he's always on the right side of it.
Yeah, he usually wins.
Jason, Matt is a historian on this show. I'm just going to ask you. I don't know if you have the answer. Has Jason Bishop ever asked to voluntarily do an extra show? Because that's what he has now done on this show, saying he may come in tomorrow.
No, he does that every once in a while. Every once in a while he has it in him.
For something like this, I think it's worth it. I'll do it, but I get to come in a day later next week.
Yeah.
Right.
There's always
He's not going to lose his vacation day. Yeah. He's going to make sure
I want to watch all of game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, which would be Monday. So if I had to come in Tuesday, I'd be salty. So I'd have to come in Wednesday. You guys decide. I'll bring in a Jack tomorrow if you want to do it. Hey, Valdez, how did we sleep on Schwartzel pulling out of the Colonial? I'm so bitter. That's the worst part of my day.
It slipped my mind.
Why, it ruined the golf pool or something?
We picked a donk who withdrew on Monday for the golf pool.
No.
How did we not find that out?
That's hilarious. Look at my face.
All right, Fishbox, we got to run. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You don't want me coming in tomorrow?
Not really.
I'm fine with
it. You're welcome to come in.
What does he want again?
He wants to skip Tuesday's show after Caps game one, just so he can, because he's afraid of staying up late.
I want to come in tomorrow, and then I'll come in a day later next week, so I still get my day.
That's fine. I don't care.
What's wrong with that?
Why can't you just take the day during a different vacation?
Are you so soft that you can't come in after a game?
Hard, man. It's hard for me.
I
told myself last night, I said, I'm coming into work tomorrow. It's going to be a party atmosphere. I'm going to get hammered. And then I looked at my clock at 4:15. I said, "That's finished. I'm not coming in."
I wouldn't even look at that clock.
You guys let me know. If you don't want me to come in, no big deal. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Go Caps.
There are a bunch of tweeters who said you should never come back.
Lightning crashing. I love lightning crashing. Love it.
He was getting killed on Twitter last night.
I really don't care when he comes in. Come in whenever he wants. I enjoy it when he's in here. But he wants a free pass to watch the game on Monday night. That's what he's looking for.
Of course. He's angling. He's always angling.
I think he's got to suck it up like the rest. I'm on 4 hours of sleep, no pants on.
I'm convinced he's having the most boring staycation.
Oh, it's so boring.
Of anybody in the history of staycation. So bored. All right, we'll be right back.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me like the fella once.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Been celebrating all morning the Capitals advancing the Stanley Cup Final. They will head to Vegas game one Monday night to take on a team that has been rolling through the NHL playoffs. Vegas 12-3 in the playoffs, so they haven't had any sweats They haven't had game sevens. They've
maybe
only had one series go to six.
Maybe that's good. You know, we're playing them in a war. Maybe they may not know how to respond.
Their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, has had four shutouts in the postseason. 1.68 goals against average. So as great as
what's his deal? Why was he available?
Playing,
they made him available in the expansion draft. I guess they didn't want to pay him whatever salary he was drawing for the Pens. And I guess they just thought, we have Murray here. He's younger. Probably makes a lot less money.
Right.
So they let him go to the desert, and he's taking them to the cup final.
And has he been...
It's worked out.
Has he done it pretty much all year? Has there ever been a moment where he played poorly?
I'd have to look at his game.
Clearly he's been playing well all year. They had one of the best records in hockey.
Right. So they never had a he never had a Grubauer moment.
I don't believe so.
He didn't have a slump, a Holtby slump.
Right.
By the way,
so it's going to be a tall task, but look, we're celebrating today. We'll open up the phone lines again at 800-636-1067. Earlier we were talking about kind of what was your favorite moment. A lot of people are gravitating to the Tom Wilson fight.
That was great.
But Tom Wilson did have an assist.
Mm-hmm.
He created that turnover. That he crosses the blue line, passes it back to Cousy. Cousy finds Ovi, who has the game winner a minute into the game.
Just a ripper. He had Vasilevsky, you know, going side to side. He couldn't catch up with it. Puck's behind him. Loved it.
We lost in the hits category, right?
Last night?
Yeah. The previous game, it was like 39 to 20 or something.
Right.
They made an effort, obviously.
39-19.
It was a point of emphasis. We're going to out-hit him, out-shoot him and all that. Last night, it seemed to have maybe a different... There was a different take on the game, I think, from those guys.
Well, I think that Cooper's emphasis, and Cooper talked about it, I think, in one of those sideline interviews, that their emphasis was to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning with 46 hits, 27 for the Caps.
Yeah, I mean, so a complete turnaround.
But the Caps had 15 blocks to the Lightning's 6.
That was something
which is a huge number,
that
big
jumped out at me, is that they were making a huge effort to block some shots.
All right, we've got Davey Johnson joining us at 9 o'clock, the former Nats manager. So we want to talk some Caps here. How are you feeling? I mean, everybody just has to be elated.
Well,
but Ovi did say it. Maybe we can play the clip again. It's cut number 2. I watched the presser afterwards. It is a weird, there's a fine line. It's like you want to celebrate, but then you still have work to be done. You still have 4 more wins. But man, that's it.
Well, you celebrate for 24 hours, then you get back to work.
Here's Ovi on the podium last night after the game.
I think everybody happy, but we still have not finished down yet. You know, like what I mean? I'm kind of emotional right now. It's hard to explain, but I think we've been waiting this moment for a long time.
Mm. Everybody happy.
You want to hear him on the ice with...
so happy.
With McGuire?
Yes.
Sure. I saw that live. But
very
yes.
much, Doc. Alexander Ovechkin, you're going to the Stanley Cup Final. The emotion of the moment right now.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. You know, like... I can't explain my emotions. I'm just happy for my boys. For organization, for fans, finally. You know, like... I can't wait to come back home and play at home for Stanley Cup Final. You know, it's going to be nuts over there.
You face so many different obstacles this entire season, this entire playoff season in particular. Was there a moment where you said, this is our time, this one, we're going to get it back?
Every series is tough. You know, we just play in our game, stick to the system, and we deserve to win.
You know, we've had this debate before in years past. But like sort of the kings, who are the athletic kings of this town? And I know it's an older generation. But a lot of people have said Sonny, you know, and Sonny didn't even win a world championship here. But Riggins,
mm-hmm. Joe Theismann,
you know, Wes Unseld, those guys. Ovi would be right up there at the very top of it.
He's been at the top for the last decade.
He's in the mix.
He's
the
greatest player in his sport ever to play in this city.
Right. But if he can actually bring home a championship
Then it just elevates
the iconic status that he has here. I mean, it was just.
I think it might shoot him the number one.
That's
overall.
What I'm saying.
The number one seed.
That's what I'm saying.
The
even
big
over,
enchilada.
Even over, you know, the Redskins who won multiple Super Bowls. So we have guys here that have multiple Super Bowl rings, and they're icons, and they can play in every golf tournament they want for free.
Sure,
they probably don't pay for haircuts, and they probably haven't paid for beers in a long time.
But they're
time.
Not in the stratosphere of elite players like Ovi. Ovi is the elite.
And
he's the elite goal scorer of his generation, and it's not even close.
And there's something about him that's just. Lovable,
yeah.
Right? There's not like, let's be honest, John Riggins can be an annoying jerk.
Yeah, he was lovable for the most part. I think we know some things and have had experiences.
Ask people that work with John.
Yeah, but
John fans, can be a prickly,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. We
person.
Know some things, but for the average fan, the people that are just following a team,
well, they just
he's
love
one
him.
Of the most lovable guys in the history.
Yeah, but they don't know him as a person.
Redskins. I know.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Pitt Ovi as a person is more lovable, and I think it just is. It just is. There's nothing not to like about Ovi. There's nothing. I could pick and point to things for all these other guys. A lot of them, anyway. Let's go to Tom in Glen Burnie. Tom, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the second period when we were up 2-0. The feeling you guys had when Tampa Bay was bringing on the offense, and it was
terrifying.
Shot after shot.
Yeah, I wasn't very. I wasn't comfortable. Go check my timeline. I was like, "This is not good. We're winning, but right. It was just through a couple counters. But it wasn't like we were dominating
yeah, and
the
they
play.
Could score them quick.
Yeah,
yeah. It was tough. And then, you know, we got our few opportunities, and we made the best of them, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You could feel it kind of switch after that, feeling like. I think we got this one.
Imagine how deflating it was for the arena and for the Tampa players on the ice that they're carrying the action for what seemed like, I don't know, like a good half of the period. And then the Caps get a lucky bounce. Puck bounces off Girardi's chest.
And we bury it.
Burrow was fresh on his shift at that point. He had the fresh legs, went around him like he's in quicksand, and buries it past
his two goals
Vasilevsky.
Are sick. The first one was like in the underarm area. It's just over the
right
pad,
here.
But under.
Right here.
And then the second one, five hole.
Yeah.
It's just incredible, their stick skills. It's incredible.
That was a guy who a lot of people were burying. They benched him in game five.
Yeah,
and I thought he should have been benched because he was a human turnover.
Right.
Every time he had the puck, he was turning it over.
Yeah, but he's, you know what he has?
All forgiven.
He's got wheels, he's got burst, and he can bury it when he's given the opportunity.
He didn't have
and
a goal
did.
In the whole playoffs.
Yep. Came up big.
Saved it for a game seven.
Only guy who's done that for seven. The Caps is Dale Hunter before.
Yep.
Dale Hunter and Burra with two goals
nice.
In a game seven.
Well, the company.
You know, as Dale Hunter can attest to, you become an icon when you have performances like that.
All right, coming up next, we will shift gears. One of our favorite guests, probably in the history of the show, regular guests, was Davey Johnson. He was the manager with the Washington Nationals. He joins us next. He has a new book out. So Davey Johnson, we'll talk a little Nats, so we'll get back to the Caps. Michael Jenkins coming up at 9:20 here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.